那个，let's see，my next man, Brandon now, Gerald. All right, Gerald loves to hunt. He likes to fish. That just mentioned fishing to him. And he's ready to go. He's already, I mean, that night he puts his stuff in the boat, hooks the boat to the car. When the time he gets up, he just has to get dressed. He gets drinking a cup of coffee, he gets in the car, or the truck, rather, and he's down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these are the ways, a lot of people like that, you know? And it's nothing for a bunch of them to go out and catch more fish than they'll eat, but they'll give it to a bunch, you know, give it to people, like, you know? And they'll take it because they love it, you know? Like, I've gone over the bills, and it ain't nothing for him to give me a bunch of fish,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
to eat. Now, and,
that's good.
But, I mean, they like this, see?
Mm-hmm.
And when you, they're not, you know, redneck, but in a way they are redneck. They, as long as you don't bother them, they don't care what you do,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, they'll stand up pretty much to anything. And, you know, they're pretty much into everything. But like hunting jackets, you know, jackets are good fish bait. Catawba worms. I don't know if you know what a catawba tree
no.
is. Catawba worms sell good. They sell like anywhere from a cent and a half to 3 cents a worm.
Sure.
And if you get during the season, the worms be all over catawba trees. Catawba trees are, they got stems that grow off of them, and they're greenish, but when you pick them, let them dry, you call them Indian cigars. And you know, a lot of kids run around smoking,
uh-huh.
you know?
Uh-huh.
They're harmless, but they got a bitter taste in it, and the smoke's strong, and it burns, you know, and you know, burn your tongue off. Really what you're doing is you're sucking the flame up through through it, you know, and you're burning your tongue.
Uh-huh.
And they go on the trees, and you climb in, you get your whole bunch of trees. I've been at the top, they're weak limbs, you know. So I've been at the top, and I've been around on a limb, and the tree limb breaks, fall to the ground, I'll be down there picking up my worms, you know. And they're good fish bait, they, you know. And then, if there's something good, like if you want to know what's being, you know, what the fish are biting, ask them. They'll tell you what they're biting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they use cricket. Like Luke likes to play stuff, like Jeep and them come back and fishing. And Luke took and reached in the cricket jar, pulled out a cricket and said, this thing looks good. He went like this. He only meant to pretend like he was going to bite down on him. But he bit too far, and he bit the cricket in half, you know? And old Jeep saw it, and old green slime running down his chin, you know, and all that. Luke looked at him and went, not too bad. Yeah, but it was killing him to do this, you know? You know, it was killing him to do this. And Jeep said, God damn, Luke. And he threw up because his stomach was weak. You know, and Luke spit, you know, it tore him up, but he didn't mean to do it, you know? And Luke's kind of like, there was a dead cat or a dead dog up the road, you know? He had somebody living up in his apartment. So Luke goes up to the apartment, and man's asleep. So Luke goes back and takes a rag and rolls the dog or cat on the, I think it was a cat, over on the rag. He goes up to the man's house, goes in the man's house, man's asleep. He's friends with him. And Luke raises his head, you know. Man's probably drunk, wasn't he? Puts the dead animal underneath the man's pillows and all, you know. Luke said he sat out in the road and he said, thing stunk so bad it wasn't funny. He said you could hear the flies hitting the screen. They were trying to get through it that bad, you know. Said you could hear the flies hitting the screen. Spat, spat, they were killing one another, trying to get to that dead cat. That man slept, I don't know, about an hour. Luke said he got tired of waiting for the man to get up. He thought he could get on up to smell, you know. But he said he got tired. He went on down to where his trailer was staying in, you know. And by the time that man come down, it's just cussing. GD, Luke, this and all that. And Luke, you know, tell him, I didn't do it, you know. The man kept accusing him. Luke told him, says, if he didn't shut up, said, I didn't do it. If you don't shut up, I'm going to whip your ass. You know, Luke got mad because the man was accusing him for doing it, you know. But he didn't do it. And about time the man said, well, I'm sorry if you didn't do it, you know. But Luke didn't do it. And they got hippo root. I don't know if you know what hippo root is.
Yeah.